Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A few further points which we take note of and we derive the benefit from and take lessons from the instance of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he did not go in the expedition of Tabuk. When arriving home from a journey, it is meritorious to proceed to the masjid before proceeding to one's family. Whenever we return from a journey, it is mustahab, it is sunnah, that a person first comes to the masjid, performs two rakats of namaz, and then goes home. This is also a sunnah which is perhaps generally and completely left out, but it is also a sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq of that also. When we leave also, we leave from the masjid, and when we return also, we return to the masjid. One should attempt to clear the name of a Muslim who is unjustly accused, ridiculed or insulted. That is also an important aspect of our deen, that if any person, any Muslim who is wrongly accused of anything, he is ridiculed or insulted, then we should assist that Muslim. That is his right also upon us. And in fact, it is said so much that if somebody is in like this, if he's been accused, ridiculed, etc., and we don't help him, and we are in a position to help him, then the same condition will come over us also. So it is also important in Islamic brotherhood that we try and help out one another wherever we see somebody in difficulty. Today, unfortunately, our lives have become that we just live for ourselves. And everyone must fend for himself. That is the way of the non-believers, that God for all, every man for himself and God for all. Now we are, the Muslim Ummah is such, Allah give us tawfiq, we are very far from that. But we should assist one another, we shouldn't wait for somebody to ask us help, and beforehand we should try and assist the person. It is narrated, a brother asked his brother for some financial help. So he helped him, but when he was at home, he cried very profusely and he was very upset. So his wife told him that if you did not want to help him, it was not compulsory for you, why are you now so upset about it? He said, I'm not upset that I helped him, but I'm upset that he had to come and ask me for help. I should help him before he came and asked me for help. Not that I waited till he came and asked me for help. So this unity and bonding of Muslims is also a very important aspect which perhaps we don't even regard as part of our deen. If we do it because I'm a good person. But it is part of our deen to be a Muslim. This is part of it, that we help at least our fellow Muslim people and humanity at large also. We should try and see it to their needs. And when Allah has given us more than what we need, it isn't to accumulate, but it is to help other people. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has given us. And that lesson we take, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah has given us two eyes, whereas one eye was also enough. And many a person who has a defect in one eye, he still sees properly and manages his whole life with his other eye. And why did Allah give us two eyes? Maulana said, one was to see our needs, and the other was to see the needs of other people. That whatever their needs are, we see to that also. So that is also a very important aspect which we learn from this hadith. Islam permits the boycott of a sinner as a reprimand in order to bring him back to the path of guidance. As these three Sahaba were boycotted, so much so that even salam was not allowed to be made to them or to reply to their salam. So when a person does wrong, in order to bring him back to the right path, to use these measures, it is quite permissible. And this is quite common, When a person becomes bad with a sheikh, and then the sheikh many times stops him from many permissible things. And many people who don't understand, they wonder that what is this that is prohibited from permissible things. But this is all just for a period in order to bring the person onto the right path. And this is very similar, like in Ramadan, we are prohibited from also permissible things. Like during Roza, we are prohibited from becoming intimate with our wives, from food and drink, which are all halal things. But for a little while, and if we observe that Roza is supposed to be, then by staying away from permissible things for a short while, Allah will give us that power which is called taqwa, to stay away from haram all the time. And then it won't be an exercise to stay away from haram, it will become very easy. Many of us before Ramadan, after Ramadan, we are still plagued with that we haven't got control over our eyes, for example. We haven't got control over our tongue, over our tempers, our anger, etc. Ramadan is for that purpose, that we observe it properly, and then all these things will come under control forever. So that from Ramadan also we understand that, from this hadith or from this instance of Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we also understand. It is permissible and encouraged to congratulate a Muslim on an occasion of happiness, as well as those who reform their lives for the better. Whenever somebody does something good, and which is especially in the deeni field, then to congratulate that person is also quite permissible. Like here, Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his tawbah was accepted, all the sahaba came and they were congratulating him that, mashallah, your tawbah has been accepted. So for any good thing, a person, a child becomes a hafiz of Quran, becomes an alim of deen, etc. Any good thing, a person goes in jamaat, a person goes for hajj, for any good thing that he does, to congratulate that person is also part of our deen, and it is to show also that Islamic spirit. And by doing that, these good things become more alive, and it becomes more people cover and desire for it even more. But of course, everything should be done within its limits. Not that we go now right out of the limits, and in this not only congratulating, but then we go further and we say celebrating also beyond the limits, and in which then, which is very common, photography takes place, videoing takes place, the intermingling of the sexes take place, and then we all say we're doing it in the happiness of this which the person has done. So within the limits, it is quite in order, it should not go out of the limits. In this hadith, these are few points from which we take lessons, but there are many more points. May Allah bless us with them all, and the most important, that Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on it and bring it within our lives, and then we will get the actual enjoyment and the fruit of all these teachings. May Allah give us tawfiq.